Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When you get upset, you lose the ability to think rationally. Like, you can't. And that's what you have to acknowledge right now today. And if you're feeling convicted, obviously don't close your eyes while you're driving. Pull over. Whatever you need to do, you have to learn and recognize that if I'm angry or if I'm really hurt or upset, I have now lost the ability to handle myself well. I can't. It's not going to happen. You will do, like, I'm not a yeller, right? I'm not the escalator. But I'll tell you this, if I stay engaged, I'll get there. So even though I'm not a yeller and a screamer, there have been multiple times in my marriage where I refused to back down. I refused to honor the timeout my wife was asking for. And then all of a sudden, I find myself doing and saying things that I really regret because I lost control.
And when that amygdala does hijack, when you actually lose IQ points, you really are losing your wits because you're acting out of such a surge of adrenaline and angst and emotion that it is something that we do. We'll say things we regret. And imagine if you had some kind of presence of mind to notice when that's amping up, that you could take a time out. But it's something I would imagine that would come with practice. Because one thing I learned that I thought was so interesting is that the more often we give room for that thing to happen, for that amygdala hijack, the quicker we can get there next time. And there's something to be said about that, right?
You can, because honestly, conflict resolution is a skill.
Yeah.
You are not, no one, because of sin, is born as just like some brilliant conflict resolution person. You have to learn. And one of the, and like any skill in life, the more you use it, the better you get at it. And the easier it becomes in the future. And do you know why, Susie? I think couples love, like, one of the favorite tools or skills that we teach in this Reignite program for couples that they just rave about is the timeout. We get so much feedback from them going, oh, we are so thankful we have that skill because it totally saved us today. It saved us yesterday. We were headed down the same path, and then my husband said, wait, hold on. Can I please call a timeout? And it just, it saved us from a really nasty fight. And that, and so what happens then is if you really utilize the timeout, which is honestly backing off, that success leads you to want to do it even more.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.